Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning in to me, that social marketing chick. Hello, 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 beautiful people. I hope we're having a fantastic day. I've got some good stuff for you, and I think it's needed right now. Super, super needed. It's April. We've all been in quarantine for a hot minute. Lots of crazy stuff going on out in the world. People losing jobs, people, you know, being laid off, people having to work from home, and, you know, all of a sudden, we're all teachers. It's super, super strange. And, you know, I thought about this for a second. I was like, am I going to talk about this? Or, you know, should I just leave it? I didn't really know what to do with this whole coronavirus topic. And then I thought, you know, I don't ever want to get in that mindset of I'm concerned what other people might think, so I'm just not going to say anything, because that gets into a very, very dangerous place, right? And besides, it's not necessarily about me. It's about the people on the other side of this microphone that are listening to this that need to hear the things that I have to say. So it's not about me. It's about you guys. So I'm going to talk about this today. You know, and I think that with this whole coronavirus thing, I think it brings up a lot of talk about mindset in this business. And I've said it a bajillion times before, you guys. Mindset is the majority of whether or not you're going to be successful in this business, okay? 95% of your business is your mindset. Being successful in this industry is way more mindset than it is actual skill, right? I came in with zero experience. I didn't even have a Facebook account. I didn't have an Instagram account. I could barely work my email. I didn't have any of that. I came from a town of like 200 people, so I didn't really have an in-person network either. Very, very small town. Literally graduated with like 60 people. Like super, super tiny. I had zero network. But it was my mindset that changed the whole thing. Now I am followed by thousands. You know, my in-person network hasn't changed so much. Still living in the middle of a cornfield because that's the way I like it. But my online network, I grew my online network. And what could have happened is I could have looked at that and I could have said, you know, it's never going to happen for me. I don't even have any followers. I don't have a, you know, all of these other people are successful. They have a ton of followers. There's no point in me even trying to do this. I could have given up a bajillion times, but I didn't. It was my mindset. And mindset is what is going to get you through anything in your business, any bumps in the road, anything that, because guys, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be hard times. This whole coronavirus thing, it is crazy and it sucks. Like, let's be honest, but it's not going to be the last thing that's going to come up in your business. That's going to throw a wrench in things, right? It's not going to be the last obstacle that you're going to have to face. You have to stay positive. And I know that that's easier said than done. So I want to share with you this little trick that I have been doing for myself that helps me to keep my focus, right? Keep my focus on the people out there, not about my feelings or about, not that my feelings don't matter. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm not letting my negativity or my mindset stop me from doing the things that I set out to do. Stop me from doing the things that are going to make an impact on other people, because that's the whole reason why I do this, right? You got to remember, you got to go back to your why and remember, like, seriously remember why it is that you're doing what it is that you're doing. It's not about you. It is about the impact that you are making. It is about the people that you are helping, right? So here's a little trick that I have been doing to kind of refocus, right? In all of this craziness, it's really, really easy to get distracted and lose your focus, okay? You want to basically trick your brain until you can start looking at the silver lining on autopilot, okay? And this has helped, guys. This has helped a ton. I started using this little trick for myself during all of this craziness. And this is not just for business either. This is just for general. If you are having a day where things are just not going right, you've lost your focus, things are a mess, you know, maybe you've had your kids home for days, you've got cabin fever because you've been inside, you haven't gone anywhere, you're missing your friends, you're missing your family, it's really easy to get in this rut, right? Not just business-wise, but just in general, as a human. We are not made to be quarantined. We are social people. We are social creatures. And so to be, you know, locked up, not necessarily that we're locked in our houses, but to be staying up, missing those people, not having that connection, not having that human interaction with people, that has an effect. It really does. So give yourself grace, okay? Number one, give yourself grace through all of this. Feel your feelings. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Okay? But if you feel yourself slipping into this rut that you can't get out of, you need to start changing your mindset. You need to start looking at things a different way, okay? So here's the trick that I have been doing for myself that I want to share with you guys that I really, really think is going to help you, especially during this time, okay? Take a look at the situation, whatever the situation is, and ask yourself, why is this happening for me? Not why is this happening to me, but why is this happening for me? Okay, we always default to the negative. We always do. It's like just something that we just default to the negative, okay? Why is this happening to me? Change that word to for, okay? Why is this happening for me? Okay, when you say, why is this happening to me? You're the victim. There's nothing you can do to change it, okay? When you change the language into, why is this happening for me? It gives you more power, okay? You can actually take a step back and brainstorm the things that you can do to change it, right? And you can change your mindset. You can change the way that you're looking at things. And guys, a lot of the times, the crappy, shitty-ass things that happen are blessings in disguise, okay? And I know that it's hard to say that this entire coronavirus thing, quarantine thing, is a blessing in disguise, but it all depends on your mindset, guys. It all depends on your mindset. Number one, as a network marketer, people are actually looking at the working from home online avenue as a real thing now. There are a ton more people that are actually taking this seriously as an actual income, as an actual job. That's a fantastic thing, you guys, especially for you as a network marketer. Do you know how many people you can help that they've opened up their eyes and opened up their minds to what this can look like as, you know, a freedom thing when all of this coronavirus crap is over? It's a blessing, okay? My husband being home, he's been home from work for about a month now, maybe a little over a month. And it's been a blessing. Having him home, that extra time with him, has been a blessing. He's been able to spend more time with the kids. We've been able to do things as a family that we never really had time to do before. Even if it's just something as simple as sitting out in the yard and turning on a bubble machine and watching the kids play, you know? Like those kinds of things, that's a blessing. that time together is a blessing, okay? And I know that it's hard to think of some of this stuff as a blessing, but it's all in your mindset. You've got to be able to find the silver lining, okay? Real life example. It goes back to whenever I was first buying a house, okay? It was the first time that we were ever trying to buy a house together. And it was a cute little house, super cute starter house, and I really wanted it. And I was just like praying and praying. I was like, we need this house. I want this house. It's perfect. It's the perfect price. It's perfect all the way around. I absolutely love it. We should get this house. We can afford it. Like, let's do this. I was praying and praying and praying that we would get this house. And we didn't. We didn't end up getting the house. And I was crushed. I was so bummed. And I was like, why? Like, why did we not get this house? Something fell through. I don't even remember what it was now exactly. But I was crushed that we didn't end up getting that house. But what I found out later, and I didn't know that this was going to happen, but my husband's dad got sick. He ended up getting cancer and he got real sick. And we needed to be near him to help take care of him. I did not know that that was going to happen. But if we had bought this house, we would be stuck. We would be an hour and a half away from him. We wouldn't be able to be in close proximity with him. We wouldn't have been able to care for him. And we wouldn't have been able to be there in those last months of his life. And we would have missed out on such precious time. Did I know any of that when we were trying to buy the house? No, I didn't. I was crushed. And my language was, why is this happening to me? We should have gotten this house. But we didn't. Because the big man upstairs knew better. He knew where we would have wanted to be once all of this stuff went down with my husband's dad, with my father-in-law. If we had bought that house, we would have been stuck. We wouldn't have been able to be where we wanted to be when we needed to be there. But the universe, guys, I'm telling you, the universe puts things in your path and also takes things out of your path because there's something better. Maybe you don't know it yet. Maybe you don't realize it yet. But guys, there's always something better, okay? It happened for me, not to me. It literally all depends on your mindset, okay? It all depends on your mindset. Here's another example, and it's about to get real raw. I don't even know why I'm even saying this in the microphone, but you know what? I'm just going to say it because obviously if it's on my heart to say, obviously somebody out there needs to hear it. So I'm just going to talk about it. Guys, same thing happened with my kiddos. Both of my kiddos are autistic. Okay. One severe, one is higher functioning. Okay. And when my first was diagnosed with severe autism back in 2014. And when this first happened, when we had tons of behavioral issues, she wasn't sleeping, there was lots of sensory meltdowns, she wasn't eating, she was throwing up after every meal because her digestive system was so jacked. She, you know, we had so many issues going on. And, you know, I had just had my son. And so I had a little baby. I had this almost two-year-old that was having a hard time. She was having a hard time. And I didn't really know what to do with all of this information. She, you know, I knew that something was going on with her, but I didn't know what it was. In the back of my mind, I thought maybe it was autism. And once we got her diagnosed, it set in. I was like, okay, well, she's severely autistic. I've got this little baby. And so much stuff is going on health-wise, behaviorally, like all of these things. And it was hard. Guys, it was hard as fuck. I'm not even going to lie about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was difficult. And I remember that was my mindset. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And when I look back at that, I understand why I thought that. Because of where I was in the moment, but I've had so many mindset changes since then, like a ton. We're always growing. We're always evolving. And a lot has changed since then. And, you know, I should have changed my mindset. I should have said, why is this happening for me? Because now I know why. Now I know why I have my kids. I have my kids because I'm a strong-ass mom. And I can handle them. And I can love them. And I can teach them. And I can help them grow into amazing, happy adults. That's why I have them. And not to mention, I have learned more about myself, about life, about unconditional love, more than I ever would have learned had it not been for my kids. That's why I have them. They are a blessing. Nothing was happening to me. I have my kids. They are for me. That's something that we have to understand. The big man upstairs, like, he is for you. The things that happen, you have to change your mindset around it. A lot of times they are blessings in disguise. A lot of times maybe they suck in the moment, but it is for you. You've got to be able to change your mindset and find that silver lining. You have to. Otherwise, things are going to suck. Things are going to suck for you. Okay? You've got to be able to switch your mindset. Because that's the truth of it, okay? Why is this happening for me, okay? Just change that one sentence and start just marinate in it for a little bit. Think about it for a little bit, okay? And I can guarantee you, you're going to start seeing that silver lining. What you have to start realizing is that you are strong AF, okay? You are strong. Things don't happen to you. You aren't a victim, okay? Things are happening for you. You may not see the alternative, but you have to have faith that the big man upstairs, he's got your back, okay? The universe has your back, and things are always shifting for your best interest, okay? Things happen for a reason. Know that shit, okay? Flip the words and fix the mindset. And I can guarantee you things are going to be looking a lot more positive from here on out. Even in the midst of all of this crap, guys, it's going to make a big difference. Okay, so hopefully this was helpful for you. I'm going to pop off of here because it's already way longer than I expected it to be. But I hope it was helpful, guys. And I hope that you can take this and you can really start to think about how you can shift your mindset and get through this whole thing, guys. Stay inside, wash your hands, stay safe. I love ya. Bye-bye. Oh, damn, that was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want some free resources to help you blow up your network marketing business, your social selling business, direct sales, whatever you want to call it? I'm talking like workbooks, guides, Instagram information, all kinds of free video training. All of it's for free. It's free 99, you guys. If you do, go to that socialmarketingchick.com. There's all kinds of stuff there that I know is going to help you recruit more, sell more, and blow this thing up. I'll talk to you later. Bye.